Well, hello, you've arrived at the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. If you're new to the Radio Thrift Shop, here's a quick primer. Radio Thrift Shop will always be a DIY homegrown production. It's always about music and discovery. If it was good music then, it's great music now. Musically, we take the road less traveled. There's no agenda, no genre, just freeform music that I enjoy sharing with you. If you love crate digging and seldom heard sounds, this may be the show for you. I'm grateful for each and every listener. Now, as of program 600, I'll be taking a break from Radio Thrift Shop to work on other projects, so we'll be going on hiatus. This is show number 596, and on this edition of the Thrift Shop, we're going to do School Band Wonders. We're going to listen to some music recorded by elementary school, junior high school, aka middle school, high school, and university bands. So plug in, we're going to drop the needle.
Thank you. Yeah. You're listening to the Jubilee Singers of Fisk University sing Peter on the Sea from 1927, and you're on the sound beat. Fisk University struggled financially from its very founding just 6 months after the end of the Civil War. On the verge of closure, the singers began a series of fundraising tours in 1871. By appearing in many venues in the U.S. and embarking on a visit to Europe, where they sang for Queen Victoria, the Jubilee Singers broke color barriers and made an enormous impact on the world of music. Oh, and they saved the university. As a matter of fact, the Jubilee Singers continue to sing today. In their words, "We stand on the shoulders of the original Jubilee Singers, continuing their legacy as we sing Negro spirituals." This episode was written in part by Syracuse University student Tisia Elder as part of the Soundbeat class partnership. For more on the Jubilee Singers, past and present, check out soundbeat.org right now. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
And I'm DJ Frederick. You're listening to the School Band Wonders edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. Oh, way back about 15 minutes ago, we started off with the Western High School Band with Overture. Then we heard two pieces by the Valley High School Band, Jelly Bean and Joni Mitchell's Help Me. Thank you.
time coming. It's gonna be a long time gone, and it appears to be a long, appears to be a long, appears to be a long time, such a long, long.
Appears to be
way cool stuff from the Española High School concert and stage bands, some excerpts from Six Wives of Henry VIII. Before that, we heard La Mesa Junior High School Vocal Department with a Summer Breeze, and we started off with the Anaheim High School with Long Time Gone. I'll be back with some more school bands right after this.
Exploring science in the sea. What a volcano gives, it can also take away. Consider the tiny Pacific islands of Hunga Tonga and Hunga Ha'apai. They were built by an underwater volcano named for the islands. An eruption in 2015 built new land that connected them. But a spectacular eruption in 2022 blasted away not only the new land, but much of the two islands. It may have been the most powerful eruption since the island of Krakatoa was blasted to bits in 1883, and its effects were felt around the entire planet. The volcano is in the nation of Tonga, a chain of islands about a third of the way from New Zealand to Hawaii. It blew a cloud of ash high into the sky in December of 2021. It erupted more violently a month later. This time, the ash cloud reached altitudes of 30 miles, higher than any other eruption yet seen. It produced 200,000 lightning blasts, and it was heard as far as Alaska, more than 6,000 miles away. The new outburst also created high-speed tsunamis. They devastated parts of Tonga and reached Japan and the Americas. The tsunamis might have been sped up by pressure waves in the air. There were several kinds of waves in the atmosphere. Some circled the planet up to 6 times. They even climbed scores of miles high, where they created high-speed winds and odd electric currents. Hunga Tonga Hunga Ha'apai produces modest eruptions every few decades, and big ones once a millennium or so. So we haven't heard the last of this underwater monster. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute, I'm Holly Brawley.
You've ventured into the Radio Thrift Shop, where there's always something spinning on the turntable.
Thank you. Thank you.
right. This has been the School Band Wonders edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. We've been listening to some great tunes from the VVS Jazz Ensemble with Maiden Voyage, the St. Francis Xavier High School Band with Brazil Memento, the Port Moody Senior Secondary School Department of Music with Longer, and there was some amazing music set to vinyl from these school bands back in the day. I'm going to leave you with one more. This is a cover of Steely Dan's Black Cow.